you know, as everyone knows, we're doing working on a building project at the Fargo National Cemetery, right?
Which I could go on forever about because it is so highly needed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and days like today are going to be challenging, and then we have two ceremonies on Monday that are going to be super challenging.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
Extra heavy clothing.
We're talking about, like, what is my, I mean, the temperatures are going to be very below zero.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
know it when I see it or feel it.
I'm just going to say it how it is. It's going to be brutal.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah,
we're
being told with wind speed, you know, the actual temp could be very close to 20 to 25 below. With wind chill, it'll be 50 below. near 40 to 50 below.
Like, so I have something to look forward to.
And you guys are doing a service out there in this weather.
Correct.
You've never canceled a service.
I am not aware. We had some canceled because of like an illness in the family or something like that, but I've never heard of it canceled for weather. So we've done it in some just incredibly brutal, challenging conditions.
And, you know, we were talking off air. I've always supported the building out there. I always know that it was needed. And then last week, we had in our family, my uncle passed away and he's a veteran and he was buried out in the state cemetery in Mandan, you know, and they do have the building.
Yes.
So I experienced this. We were sitting inside the building. It was a beautiful service. We were all warm. The honor guard out there did a fabulous job. We were still in the building. They did the gun salute. We could see them do it out the windows, big windows. You need this facility.
Yes. Very much so.
I want people to seriously, seriously think about what this weather is going to be like Monday and how our honor guard and veterans' families are going to be out there doing a service in that weather out in the open.
Correct.
No building.
No
building. I want people to think about that.
So in that vein, and speaking of, we do, we're approaching the state legislature for some funding since they're in session.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many thousands of times people have asked me, why don't you ask the state?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, well, they only meet every other year, so it's easier said than done. But we were able to find a senator from Grand Forks named Scott Myers, who is sponsoring the bill himself, and then he's got a whole bunch of co-sponsors. He sent us a list last night.
A bunch of them?
A bunch of them. Oh, there's a whole bunch of people on the Senate, so they'll get it passed through the Senate. And we're requesting funding for the building. So right now, through our efforts as the Honor Guard, we've raised $1.4 million.
Can I ask you, do you know the number off the top of your head, what's needed?
We think it's going to be around $4.5 million, and we're basing that on the size of the building and at $500 a square foot. Now, that's not to say that it's going to be $500 a square foot.
Right.
But that we're estimating high because, quite honestly, nothing is getting cheaper.
Material costs.
Yeah.
No, and materials will probably go up more by then, you know, by the time groundbreaking, you know.
Well, and I know you aren't to the exact goal, but what you just raised, I mean, the fact that the 1.4 you raised solely on private donate, I mean, that's incredible.
Absolutely incredible. We have had incredible support from the service organizations, from the fraternal organizations, whether it be, you know, Lions, Elks, Moose Lodge, VFWs, American Legions, et cetera, and individual donors. I mean, we've had one individual donor that has donated over $275,000.
My goodness. Wow.
Anonymously.
Yeah.
So it,
that's
we're
amazing.
Very fortunate for the support we have.
Absolutely.
We just need that extra bump to get us over the top and
$3 million.
And the thing is with the National Cemetery in Fargo here, it covers all of North Dakota, a huge portion of Minnesota. So we met with Minnesota legislators a couple weeks ago.
So it's like, not just eastern Minnesota. It's a larger area than that.
It's a huge area. It actually, like if you thought of the 7th Congressional District in Minnesota, that's the area that it covers.
Wow.
Because it's the same coverage as the hospital for the burials. Our closest national cemetery is Fort Snelling or the one down in the Badlands of South Dakota. Mm. So this is the only national cemetery in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Because they have the state cemetery, which you saw. That's fully funded by the state. That is absolutely fully funded by the state. Ours is a federal facility, but they've made it very clear that there will be no federal dollars put to this. And basically,
I still don't get that, but we're going to have a national federal cemetery, but we're not going to give you any money to do anything with it.
Right. So,
well, and you know, those who are familiar with the fight to put that building there to begin with,
yeah,
there's both good and bad that comes with federal dollars being involved. So,
which is true. You make a good point, Ronnie.
I look at it as, you know, at some point you're going, you know, even if they were offered, we're good.
It's probably a good thing. You're right, Ronnie. Right. It's probably a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And the idea with it is once we're completely done with the building, we are literally going to hand the keys off to either the secretary of the VA or, you know, whomever to take it on behalf of the government. So we're literally just going to turn over the keys.
Right.
Here you go. I'm sure it'll be like one of those big golden key things. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure out something pretty cool.
Is there a goal date that you have to start building?
We are hoping 2026. Because we're still waiting on the VA to approve our design that we submitted in October.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
It's very proud of that structure.
Yeah,
and
it's gorgeous.
The NDSU School of Architecture is the one that designed us, not us knuckle draggers.
And that's what's cool, too, is that NDSU, like, it got involved. And I'll tell you what, when we talk about you and the school, the architect program did this, how many designs did they do? I was there.
There was 11. Total.
There was 11, and they were all so good.
Oh, yeah. These kids are so talented.
Yes. And, like, what a good project for a college class,
Very
you know?
Much so, yeah.
Yeah, they were fabulous. Didn't you put a couple of them together?
We took different ideas from a couple different ones and just kind of
added plan.
Yes, yes,
but I've seen the plan, and it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a nice facility, and it'll be very comparable to what's out in Mandan, only a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We're really proud of the design we have. We just have to get that approval through the VA.
Yeah. No, well, it's very nice.
And as you know, being part of the Memorial Honor Guard, I mean, the amount of people that are interred out there, I mean, it's, you look at it from the road, it doesn't look that big, but it's staggering how many people are there.
Yeah. We've gone over 1,000 now.
Yeah.
So.
And it's initially set up for like 3,700.
Is that because I know more land was purchased?
Yep. That's why they had to purchase the additional acreage.
Yeah.
Because it's filling up much faster than anticipated. And honestly, as word of mouth gets out there and people realize that this is a benefit, they're like, well, yeah, okay, I'm going to be out there. And that cemetery, as long as there's a federal government, it's going to be maintained and taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the amount of detail they go into, when you look at those headstones, they are straight as an arrow.
Spot on.